Can we make a motion to adjourn the meeting? Oh, I'm sorry. We have to start it first. Oh, well, good evening and welcome to the Special Permit and License Board meeting, September 3rd, 2025 at 6 o'clock. We could have roll call, please.
Amin.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Hatfield. McGill. McCullough.
Here.
Moe.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
McGill is on vacation, wasn't she?
I thought she said yes, she'd be here.
She did say she'd be here.
That's what I'm pretty certain.
Hatfield is probably out due to medical reasons, so we'll go ahead and excuse that.
Yep.
If we could hear from Mr. Amin and Mr. McCullough over their absences last 2 weeks ago, because we didn't hear from either one of y'all before.
Mr. Chair, I thought at the training I had said that I was moving my son to Montana State.
And I do remember that.
That came across or not, or
I didn't catch that.
At the liquor board training, I had said that I was going to move my son to Montana State that week.
Okay.
And so I don't know if that came across or not,
I don't recall it. And I
do
don't
remember
check my
him
notes.
Saying that.
Do you
and
remember?
We'll go
okay,
ahead
perfect.
And prove that absence.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. McCullough.
I have no excuse. I spaced it out.
No good excuse.
He pulled up in the parking lot the following week, and there was nobody here. Yeah, but he was in Hawaii, so we'll go ahead and excuse his because he was in Hawaii.
Okay.
If the board's okay with that. He didn't tell you that part. He was on vacation. Procedures, we're going to move on to the minutes from the June 18th and August 20th, 2025 meetings. If we get a motion to approve both of those.
So moved.
Can we get a second?
I second.
Can you turn on your mic, please?
I second.
I'm the mic police. Perfect. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Now we're on to public hearings and new business. We have a public hearing for a special event permit for Stargate Charter School Gala. Do we have anyone present here? You can hang tight, just making sure you're here. We'll go ahead and read that into the record, Ms. Barajas?
Yes. Tonight, we're here for a public hearing to consider an application for a special event permit from Stargate Charter School for their 2025 gala event, which will be held on October 4th, 2025 at the Butterfly Pavilion, 6452 West 104th Avenue, from 3 to 10 p.m. Stargate Charter School is a qualifying chartered branch society, and this is the organization's first application in Westminster. Copies of the application are attached, providing information, a service plan, and a map designating the boundaries for the events, and I attached to your packet, sorry. And pursuant to state law, the event site has been posted continuously for 10 days preceding this hearing to inform the public of the request to sell malt, Venice, and spiritus liquor for an on-premise consumption and of this hearing opportunity to voice support or opposition to the application. I didn't receive any response to the sign or anything, so I have nothing to add there. I submit this information for the record.
Perfect. Any questions for the city clerk? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and submit that for the record. If we get out of the police department, raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give us true and complete?
I do.
Go ahead.
So Andrew Neville, Westminster PD Liquor Enforcement Officer. We received an application for a special event permit for Stargate Charter School Fundraising Gala at the Butterfly Pavilion on October 4th, 2025 from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Local background checks were completed on the applicants. Nothing adverse was discovered that affected the application. The Westminster Police Department finds no reason to deny this liquor license application.
Perfect. Thank you. Any questions on the police report? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and submit that evidence into the record, and we'll ask you to come forward at this time. Raise your right hand. Yep, you can lower that. If the podium's too high or too low, you can change that. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
Yes.
If you can state your first name, you can put your hand down now. First name, last name, spell your last name and your address for the record.
Tara Rickerson, R-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. My address is 4708 Rabbit Mountain Road in Broomfield,
80020. Perfect, thank you. Now, if you want to tell us a little bit about what your event is, what you're doing, what your plans for alcohol, and so on and so forth.
Sure. We're just having a fundraising gala for going to be your basic cash bar. Party Liquors is our beverage caterer. They're very well qualified from everything I've heard and seen. They've done a lot of these types of events, specifically at the Butterfly Pavilion, TIP certified bartenders, all of that. And it's just going to be your basic, but there's going to be appetizers too, make sure that we're giving them food. And we requested Westminster PD for security.
Perfect, thank you. If you want to just, before we open up for the board, tell us a little bit about what type of alcohol you're going to be serving, how many people are going to be at your event, what age group, how we're going to identify minors to adults.
It's adults only. There may be some high schoolers there to do performances. They will be in and out. The TIPS certified bartenders will be carding everybody. Their comment was they card anybody who appears to be under 35 years old and will be IDing every time. And if the person does not present an ID, they cannot be served. There's no other alcohol allowed except for what is served by these bartenders. What else did you ask?
How many people?
Right now we've sold about 200 tickets.
Thank you.
We might have up to 500. I'm not guessing, so it is.
Perfect. Perfect. At this time, we'll open it up to the board.
You said you requested it from Westminster Police Department. Have you gotten an approval? Is that what?
So I'm working with Melissa Irwin. She told me that it's posted, and they have to
sign up.
It's off-duty security requests.
So. Right.
Yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong, Detective Neville. So what happens is they request an officer. If they request to, there's an overtime sheet set up. They can go in and they can sign it up. Once those people sign up, then they notify the applicant that your request has been approved, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just so the board knows that. I don't know if you knew
okay.
that.
Okay, and if not, I don't know if this has ever happened. If not approved, then would you seek other security?
So the Butterfly Pavilion offers a security service unarmed. The school, just in an effort to be extra safe, thought we would request the off-duty officers. If they cannot fulfill our request, the Butterfly Pavilion has made sure that I understand that they will be able to fulfill the request that's part of our contract.
Oh, okay.
So I think that they were going to provide three. We've requested three from Westminster PD. Melissa told me that was overkill for the number of people we're going to have, but just being safe.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Go ahead, Marty.
Oh, no, I don't have
oh, okay. Any other questions from the board? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience who'd like to speak for or against? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing, open it up for any board discussion and or motion.
I move the board grant the application from Stargate Center, our charter school, for their 2025 gala to be held on October 4th, 2025 at the Butterfly Pavilion, 6452 West 104th Avenue from 3 to 10 p.m.
I'll second that.
Perfect. If we could have a roll call vote, please. Sorry, I threw her off.
Amin?
Yes.
McCullough?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
And Brown?
Yes. Motion passes on a 5-0 vote. Congratulations and good luck. At this time, we're going to move on to a new beer, wine, liquor license for Grid City VR. Will you go ahead and read that into the record, please?
Yep. Yes, sorry. This next hearing was scheduled for the board to consider a beer and wine liquor license application from Grid City VR LLC, doing business as Grid City VR, 5700 West 89th Avenue. The property is zoned PUD, planned unit development, and the sale of alcoholic beverages by the drink for on-premise consumption is an allowed use. Notice of this hearing was published on the city's website on August 21st, and the property has been posted with signage to notify passersby of the date and time of this hearing for more than 10 days preceding this evening. The designated neighborhood boundaries for petitioning purposes were on the North 92nd Avenue extended, on the south, 83rd Avenue extended, on the west Pierce Street extended and on the east Yates Street extended. Surveying was completed by Liquor Pros, and a report of the results together with a map showing where petitioning was conducted is part of your packet. There are currently two other beer wine licenses in the neighborhood I just described, Board and Brush Westminster and the Yacht Club. A report from the Westminster Police Department is part of your packet as well. I enter this information for the record.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and enter that as evidence. Detective Neville, go ahead.
So the Westminster Police Department received an application for a beer and wine liquor license for Grid City VR. Nothing was found that would adversely reflect upon their character. Documentation was provided as to the funding for the business and appears to be proper. The Westminster Police Department finds no reason to deny the liquor license application.
Perfect. Thank you. We'll go ahead and accept that into the evidence. We also have the survey results from Liquor Pros. It was a 98% favorites of yes, 2% favorites of no. Anybody have any questions on the survey? Seeing none. Does the applicant have any questions on the survey?
No, although I will be speaking to Mr. Baselli.
I saw that.
Since I know the family and have represented them for a long time, I'm surprised to deal with that down the road.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and accept the survey into the record. If you go ahead and raise your right hand, sir. If you do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give us true and complete? Perfect. If you can raise the mic too if you need to. If you want to state your first name, your last name, spell your last name and your address for the record. Is that microphone on? I thought that's the last hearing.
It should be, but also it takes from the ceiling.
Okay. I thought that the last one bit. Yeah, if you could. Yeah.
It's Eric Stellerud, Skallerud.
Perfect, thank you. And your address for the record?
It's 7250 South Andes Court in Centennial, Colorado, 80016.
Perfect. If you want to introduce yourself, sir?
And yes, good evening, Mr. Brown. For the record, Candy's Garage registration number 1824 with the law firm of Dillville Car, Stonebreaker Hutchings.
However you want to do it. It's up to you.
I'll give you an overview and then if you have questions you might have. First of all, unfortunately, more likely than not, the five of you joined me and this would be a 100% brand new experience if we were to go there because I have never tried virtual reality, although it sounds pretty interesting. As you're aware, the outlet is up in the, I still consider it the new area of downtown. Gallerud and his wife Wendy are opening this VR center. It will have four VR rooms where there will be different people being able to enjoy a virtual reality game contest, that type of thing.
Obviously, they want the beer and wine license. Their intention is to have a beer wall, wine wall. You previously approved one that I did, actually, I think the first one in the city. That unfortunately is no longer in existence. At the Pizza Place up on 104th, but that was very successful. I know that operator. He indicated to me he never had any issues, so we know that that's a successful program. They have hired a third-party vendor who is installing that, who's also providing the necessary software and also the cards that will be monitored so that if you buy a card and then you want a beverage, it will limit you to two beverages per hour, and they will also have somebody monitoring that wall at all times to make sure that anybody who is purchasing, one, is of age, also that they are not in a state that they should not be consuming. They also intend to wristband everybody, so you'll have to have a wristband. I don't know if you've ever gone anywhere where you get a wristband This isn't one that, you know, like paper that you can take off and give to your friend. It's a wristband that has a slide on it, and once it's on there, you can't take it off unless you cut it off. So no one will be able to approach the wall who doesn't have a wristband on, and as I've indicated, there'll be somebody there monitoring it. They do have an alcohol policy in play. Wendy Scalarud, the other owner of the premises, has been in the business for over 30 years and has opened and closed a number of other outlets, not that she owned, but that she assisted in this. Everybody's also going to be tips trained. They anticipate having a staff somewhere between 3 and 6, depending upon how popular this becomes, and obviously we'll add to that if necessary, but everybody will be tips trained. They, within their policy, they're not going to accept any vertical IDs. They're going to require everybody who wants to get a card to present an ID from the get-go. And as I've indicated, that's computer chip oriented and controlled. They're limiting it to beer and wine simply because they did not want to have the issues that could arise based upon hard alcohol, plus they wanted to be able to use this wall system. So as you can see, the results from the survey were excellent. I think it's a growing area. It's a great idea. It's something brand new that I'm not aware anybody else has tried or done. I think it's going to provide another entertainment facility that it's hopefully brings something new to Westminster and brings people to the city to enjoy it, and then to see what's going on over in that part of the city, and maybe then go to one of the other facilities that would love to have some business driven towards them. Eric's willing to answer any questions you have. Wendy's also here. She's the co-owner. Their son has a minor interest in it, but it's only 5%, so it's a family affair.
You better be talking to them.
Pardon?
You need more than 5%.
Yeah. The other thing that I think is
important. The other son.
The other son. Well, if you don't have any interest, you still better be talking to them.
I think the other thing that's of interest or not of interest, but one of them is intending to be on site at least for the first 6 months. They've opened other businesses. They've learned along the way that this is, to make this a go, they need to be there. If in fact then it gets going, obviously they will be spending less time there, but their intention is to be there every day until it gets its legs under it.
Perfect. Can you explain to us a little bit about what the wall is and how it works? And then,
So Pour My Beer is the third party vendor that we're going to use. And so basically you come in and we're going to electronically check your ID, and then based on that we would swipe a card, and then we would give you what would be the Pour My Beverage card that is readable on their wall. It's a similar concept to Golden's the Golden's Beer Hall.
Yeah.
Same exact one, miniaturized with only 12. And so does that clarify?
Yeah. This time we'll open it up for the board. I was more talking about, and you answered it, about checking IDs when you go up to the beer wall. Yeah, so you answered that, but go ahead.
So this beer wall, I run Pour My Beer at one of my places.
Okay.
And the card you give can be always handed off to somebody else. You talked about a wristband. So is it a card or is it a wristband?
Well, it's both.
Okay.
So you have to have the wristband in order to get the card.
Okay.
And then the card will stay with you.
So then if I approach the beer wall, who's there checking that I have a wristband?
We'll have operations. We have closed circuit television. And
okay.
Yeah. So.
Because I tell you, beer walls are not as secure as you think they are. Because I've seen people tap and pour and somebody else pour. And so it's a concern, but you know what? That's where it's going.
I appreciate it.
And my next thing is... do you know that it pours a lot of foam and you're going to get complaints? Okay. Yeah. So I'm just letting you know that it's not a auto operation. All right.
For us, so.
So, yeah. So just be careful on the cards, how they're handed out.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I had similar concerns. I think it's a great idea. I'm excited to go. But me being able to hand it off to my 18-year-old daughter and hopes that she's not going to get called, it's going to happen, not by me, but it's, by somebody. So I just be very careful of kind of watching who's got their wristband on and do they have a drink in their hand? Do they not have a drink in their hand? Because we want you to be successful. We don't want to see the two of you back in here in front of us again. You know, so good luck. I think it's a great idea, you know, and I wish you the best. Just be careful.
My question is there any food?
Yes, we'll have snacks.
Okay. That's all I had.
Any other questions?
So once I get a beer at the wall, then I go in the room, right? The VR room?
No.
So I have to consume the beer before I go in the VR room?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's because VR is a lot more fun if I'm drinking beer at the same time. But
So the back portion of the room is more of a seated area.
Okay.
So you walk past all the VR rooms to get to it.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. Any other questions? Anyone in the audience would like to speak for or against? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the public portion of this hearing and open it up for any board discussion and or motion. Can we get a motion, please?
I move the license be granted as requested.
We get a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Good luck, guys.
Appreciate you. Thanks for doing what you did.
Come give it a try.
Yeah. No, I will.
We got sim rigs too, by the way, which are race cars.
Oh, nice. Don't worry, my 14-year-old's going to be in heaven.
6 degrees of direction. So.
Right. Yeah, you better keep an eye on my 14-year-old. And your son right there too. Look at him.
Thank you. See you next time.
Thank you. I'll let you know as soon as I hear from the state.
Thank you. Appreciate
What's your planned opening date?
January.
Oh, okay. We'll find that. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
We're waiting on permits right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Can you call them? I'll mention something. If it'll help, but.
Sorry, I'm an idiot. I wasn't paying attention, and I hit the panic button that's underneath the desk. I didn't even know there was a panic button underneath the desk. That's why I got up and told Troy, I just hit the damn panic button under the desk. I never knew there
was. Before the meeting.
Yeah, I never knew there was a panic button under here. And I was like, and I felt something, and I hit it, and I was like, oh, shit, I know what that is. Troy?
SWAT team's coming in.
Right?
Fortunately, they're only across the street, so.
Yeah. He probably put it into it.
It was across the street from.
Oh, do they all have them?
Oh, never mind. That's,
they must be new because I've never.
Ice goes in.
Yeah. Sorry about your having. I never knew they were under here. They
so
must be new.
I've never even looked. Ground floor. Okay. Units
okay.
Of
around
park. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And they're right on.
There
the
it is. Troy, okay?
Okay. So one of those.
Just our stupid chairman, sorry.
Yeah.
Perfect. We're going to move on to miscellaneous business reports, upcoming meetings, September 17th, October 1st, October 15th.
So right now I don't have any items for the 17th, and I'm going to be on vacation, so Kate would be covering for me. The only thing that could be called upon is a special event permit, and we're kind of getting to the end of that season a little bit, but I'm hoping by next week we'll know for certain. That would probably be about it. And so my guess is we'll just request a cancellation via email.
Perfect. And October 1st and 15th.
Right. I did have that noted. I got you noted. I'm sorry I missed your comment at the training, Dave.
Yeah. I think it was a lot going on.
Okay.
It was.
Of course, on the 1st, we're going to do the first three show cause hearings. And then we're going to have five more on the 15th. And I don't think they've done any other. They have others in the works, the massage parlors in the works, but we'll see when those get happen. And then we'll just have to kind of make accommodations if we do get any other licenses. I haven't really had any calls for any new licenses. So if something comes in, it'll kind of be of a surprise to me. So.
And if they do, we can just make sure they're on the beginning of the agenda.
Yeah.
And not have to wait to the end of the show cause hearings,
yeah.
You know, to be heard.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you would do that anyway.
In the past, we've really tried to keep them separated.
I know we do, but since they're both meetings in October, it might be impossible.
Yeah, well, we couldn't schedule anything for the first now, if you think about it. And so within the next week, if we don't have something within the next week, we wouldn't be able to schedule for the 15th.
I'm sure you would do that anyway.
I just
would hate for them to come in here and have to sit for an hour and a half, or 2 hours or whatever.
So that's what I have. You guys have anything else?
Nothing else, Ian.
I just want to tell you, if something changes, I will not be here on September 17th.
Okay.
We have an empty house, and 17th is the start of the first date vacation.
Nice. Perfect. Seeing nothing else, the meeting is adjourned at 6:26.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Sorry, Troy.
Yes.
Those must be newly installed.
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just filling around, and I didn't even. My finger just. This is the first thing I touched was the pin. Did it go off?
The cavalry when you do that.
That's what.